All right. And I swear it to you, folks, I am not trying to make you sad. I will make a serious attempt to look for a wider range of topics, but I really am stuck on these few things, right? And that's the problem with being self-produced and self-managed, is that you are up to the whims of my emotions. My feelings are what you're listening to. So, we're looking over here at the British Broadcasting Corporation.com. Do not search the acronym. The results will not be constructive. Headline: Esther Jai discusses smartphone age limits with the Prime Minister. All right, so obviously this is the story around, because Brianna Jai is an individual human being, but now her life and those two little evil shits that murdered her have created an ongoing story and narrative that I think is worth paying attention to. And also because it makes me sad and I want to talk about it. So let's take a look here. Who is the author? I am not seeing an author for this article. Fine then. The mother of a murdered teenager, Brianna Jai, has spoken with the Prime Minister to discuss online safety. See where this goes. So Esther Jai had a video meeting with Rishi Sunak, that little fuck, and Technology Secretary Michelle Donnellan, I don't know that person, and this is to discuss her campaign to develop mindfulness skills in schools. She hopes to drive better safeguarding on mobile phones and social media. Ms. Jai hailed the meeting as really productive, and she said it had opened up a positive line of communication. One of Brianna's killers, Scarlett Jenkinson, or Girl X, who was 15 at the time, had been able to access videos on the so-called dark web, an encrypted internet browser. Jenkinson had watched videos of torture and murder of real people before she and her friend Eddie Ratcliffe, who was also 15 at the time, murdered Brianna Jai. Brianna, who was transgender, also struggled with mental health, which was worsened by accessing eating disorder and self-harm content on Twitter. Ms. Jai is campaigning for an age limit for smartphone usage and stricter controls on access to social media applications. She had previously said the Online Safety Act did not go far enough. Ms. Jai hailed the meeting. Hold up. Okay, I'm wondering if this... I'm suspicious now of this article. Because it's on British Broadcasting Corporation. The same sentence shows up twice. And there's no author. At the bottom here, it just says, why not follow British Broadcasting Corporation Manchester on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram? There's no... Was this article written by AI? Okay, we have another thing going on our hands here that I want to see. Okay. Is BBC using... I should probably put... You know what? Let's put BBC and hope it doesn't get silly. Is BBC using AI to write articles? Let's see. So there's an outlet titled The Hindu, and The Hindu says the British Broadcasting Corporation has said it will explore the use of generative artificial intelligence in journalism, but will not replace human talent or allow OpenAI to scrape its content. The Telegraph, BBC to write headlines using artificial intelligence. Okay, that's headlines. Huh. Breitbart, I don't trust them. Oh, okay, NPR. Well, but that's 2020. Wait, 2020. Let's just take a little glancy poo here. Just a little glancy poo. Article up by Shannon Bond. BBC launches artificial intelligence tool to read its articles to listeners. Okay. Okay. That's groovy. That's groovy. Okay. I am funny style about this article, though. Right? No author named and same sentence popping up twice like that. Not feeling it. Let's continue with the final four short paragraphs here. Esther Jai further said, quote, approaching the meeting as both a parent and the prime minister, Rishi, listen to my thoughts around both mindfulness in schools and concerns over mobile phone safety for our children. Quote, the prime minister showed his concerns and support for many of the points raised, making a real commitment to supporting parents and taking suggestions on board around the dangers and issues faced by our young people, end quote. Oh, she continues saying, so the rest of the article is quoting, this is really sloppy. I'm suspicious. Continuing. Likewise, having spoken to the education secretary before meeting, Rishi also showed his support for programs to help support the well-being and mental health of children. He recognized the need to gather evidence, something we are keen to add to through the work we are delivering in Warrington through the Mindfulness in Schools project. All right, that brings that one to an end, but I'm not going to front. I'm funny style about it. Like, is this just where things are now? Ugh. God. Fine then. All right. Let's continue on here. Jesus Christ. It's so ill aging up because it's like these people are all they're younger than me, and it's really bad to know that I'm gonna die leaving behind a world that I wasn't able to improve. That is kind of saddening. As I intend to not make you sad, but as we said in the last episode, let's learn to sit with our sadness and get to the next thing. All right, we're looking at TheGuardian.com, UK news. So, still related to Brianna Jai, and this is only because Eddie Ratcliffe was involved in murdering Brianna Jai, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one that stabbed, well, we don't need to go into graphic detail there, but he is definitely involved. We know this. So, father of the Brianna Jai killer, Eddie Ratcliffe, jailed for sex offenses. From what little bit of snippets I've seen, this is fucking gross. And I don't know. I would really like to just fucking kill this guy. Let's get to it. The father of one of Brianna Jai's killers has been sentenced to 15 months after pleading guilty to indecent exposure and taking an indecent image of a child. 15 months? Man, look, nigga. Getting nigga to me, I just killed a nigga, man. We don't gotta do all this shit. Kyle Ratcliffe, a 36-year-old individual from Wigan, he admitted the two offenses of exposure involving two 16-year-old girls at a bus stop, which were committed in November last year. In November last year, shortly before his son went on trial. So your kid is about to go on trial for motherfucking murder, and you out here doing wacky pedophile shit at the bus stop, my nigga. Just kill him. All right. So, he also pleaded guilty to taking an indecent photo of a prepubescent girl by covertly recording a video of her without consent in a changing room in August of 2023. August. After his little raggedy ass motherfucking son was involved in murdering Brianna Jai February that year. It's August. 6 months later, you out here, nigga, murk the whole family. Murk them. You know, these two niggas. Eddie and punk-ass Kyle. Continuing. His son Eddie Ratcliffe was convicted alongside Scarlett Jenkinson of murdering 16-year-old Brianna in a park in Colkeith, Cheshire in February 2023. Eddie was jailed for life with a minimum term of 20 years in February. The two incidents of exposure involving 16-year-olds were described to the court as identical. At approximately 7:45 a.m. on the 22nd and 23rd of November 2023, Mr. Ratcliffe drove his Maserati past two teenagers waiting for the bus to go to college. As one or both of them looked at Ratcliffe, they saw that he was masturbating. Each incident lasted a few seconds, but on the second occasion, one of the victims took a photo on their phone of Ratcliffe's registration plate and searched the internet to find out if it was a crime to masturbate in public. I would expect so. That's all right, though. Good on you, love. So, good kid. Continuing. Michelle Brown, prosecuting, said the 16-year-olds felt shocked and violated by the incidents. The court also heard that on the 22nd of August, Ratcliffe went to the changing rooms of the Wild Shore Delamere Water Park in Cheshire and covertly recorded a female child believed to be about aged 12 to 15 changing out of her swimming costume, because that's how UK folks word things. Costume. Okay. Mr. Ratcliffe has had previous exposure convictions dating back to 2008 and 2012. Kill this nigga, man. Judge Potter said, quote, "The offenses within the indictment, coupled with your previous convictions, make it quite clear that you have a sexual attraction towards female children and teenagers whom you objectify for the purposes of your own sexual gratification," end quote. Somebody with an interesting name, his name is Mark Friend. So when I say friend, I'm saying the dude's name. So a nigga named Mark Friend was defending Mr. Ratcliffe and said the past year had not been easy for the defendant, most notably due to the impact of Eddie Ratcliffe's case. What, nigga, how does that explain 2008 and 2012? And fuck all that. Nigga, I've had hard times before. This nigga, let me tell you something. This nigga's son murdered somebody and was doing his own legal shit going through with that, that you're not even involved with. And your response is you go masturbate at teenage girls and record little ass girls changing it from their swimming costume? Because I've actually been beat down by the one time. I don't do that shit. I've been jacked up by the one time. I don't do that shit. It's a gang of motherfuckers get fucked up by the police. They don't do that shit. The fuck's wrong with you, nigga? So fuck Mark Friend for being fucking Kyle Ratcliffe's friend. This shit. All right, let's get to the closer here. In response, the judge said, "As you make clear in your letter, the existence of those proceedings can provide no excuse whatsoever to these three accounts. You made a deliberate decision to behave in a risk-taking way, and I do not view, therefore, the existence of those proceedings to in any way be strong personal mitigation," end quote. Kyle Ratcliffe was given 15 punk-ass months immediate sentence, half of which will be in custody. He will be granted a slightly reduced sentence due to his guilty pleas. Nigga, tell you right now, nigga, if I contract COVID, I'm gonna go kill me some motherfucking, some rapist ass pedophile motherfuckers before I die. All right. That's probably not the most responsible thing to say. Shout out to Adriana. Maybe this is responsible commentary. All right, last one. So this is coming off of the sun.co.uk. These articles look weird. All right. Let's get to it. So, teen killers of Brianna Jai were given almost £200,000 of legal aid as figure set to rise, which essentially, like, if we're talking McMurrican, $200,000, I don't know how that's adjusted for, what do they call it when you change the currency from one nation to another? I don't know what the differential would be. Let's see. So they start the article reminding us what these little fucks did. And we get right here to the third paragraph where they begin with the information. So figures revealed under the Freedom of Information laws show that Eddie Ratcliffe's legal team got £104,237 pounds. And Scarlett Jenkinson got $82,262 pounds, which made for a total of £186,499 pounds. The Ministry of Justice said not all costs have been submitted. In a response, it said the figures are not the final costs on this case, as the LAA is not yet in receipt of all the claims associated with the recent proceedings. And we have a quote, where proceedings have recently concluded, further claims may continue to be made until the billing process has been completed by all of the lawyers involved, end quote. At Manchester Crown Court, each of the pair, now 16 years old, denied murder and blamed the other for the killing, described as horrific by detectives. A legal aid agency spokesperson said that Scarlett Jenkinson and Eddie Ratcliffe did not receive a penny of this money. It went directly to lawyers so the two could have a fair trial and be imprisoned for their crimes. An individual by the name of Nigel Mills, who happens to be a Tory MP, so fuck this nigga off scratch, but let's hear what he has to say. Quote from Nigel. All this money has done is create more agony than there was before. It was obvious it was both of them who carried out the killing, and they have been allowed to put the family through extra L. It is ridiculous so much legal aid money has been used for this purpose, and the system needs reform. End quote. I don't know what that nigga's deal is, right? Because that shit is easy to agree with on its face, right? Like, look at the quote, right? It was obvious that both of them who carried out the killing. That's easy as fuck. They've been allowed to put the family through extra hell. That's easy as fuck to agree with. But it sounds to me like you got a problem with lawyers getting paid. Right? And that was a thing with Republicans moving through the 1960s and 70s and into the early 80s, was they had a beef with lawyers because lawyers were getting people money from corporations and their malpractice and harm. So that, remember, Republicans, that's why they beefed with unions, because unions gave money to Democrats and lawyers gave money to Democrats. And if I read the Tories as essentially UK Republicans, I can only imagine that he's somewhere in that area of being somewhat more so anti-lawyer than pro-justice for Brianna Jai. I'm funny style about this nigga, Nigel Mills. Nigel. All right. That was the final one. I just wanted to get that stuff up and popping and cracking. And I figure if you follow a program like this, and especially if you're on the Patreon on purpose with your money, you're probably interested in getting updates on stories like this. And I hope I'm providing a service the way you're looking for it. Please don't be a Tory wherever you are.